the hearings right now. Can you explain to me why anybody with a reasonable portion of their health and strength could look at what is being shown right now, right before the world, and even when Donald Trump's own daughter and all of those who were with him and around him points the finger at what took place and who was at the root of it, how can there not be almost a consensus to know that Donald Trump was up to, you know, the horse's brow with the planning and everything that took place in Washington, D.C., at the Capitol. But also, Professor Harvey, the fact that they somehow want to twist and turn and change the conversation constantly about what took place. And, well, what about Black Lives Matter and Antifa? They want to just say constantly over and over again, well, yeah, we know those people, what they did was wrong, but what about this? What about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Earl, the thing is, if you go back and look at the protests and the demonstration, the Black Lives Matter movement, were involved in, and then you compare it to what they did on the people did on January 6th, and not just in Washington. See, we're missing the point because they raised hell in Michigan and every other Wisconsin. They protested all over the country at state capitals. And you're going to be seeing more that they, because they disseminated this, the divisiveness, all of it, because they found out that it does work. It brings on national attention. But here's the travesty. Putin in Russia, the Chinese, all in any other countries that have dictators, and dictatorial, policies in their governments, all of them were watching. The whole world watched the most powerful democratic republic in the world, the oldest existing democratic republic, which is the United States of America. They saw an open coup on the most powerful nation and the wealthiest nation in the world. They saw it. And while many of the people who vote conservative are in denial and vote against their own interests, they saw what those individuals did. And you would think that there would be a massive push. It was a massive push, before January 6th to put Biden in. That's why they put him in, because of the antics of Donald Trump. But as you look at what's happening coming out of these states right now, you're realizing that, if anything, it emboldened them to do it. You know, and America has lost not only a great deal of its power because of what happened on January 6th, because, like I said, the world saw it, but they also have lost their prestige in the world. You know, there was a time when we had a view to the world from our window here in the United States of America. But that mirror has been reversed now, because people now can look in and see us. And what they're seeing is, yes, America the beautiful, but they're also seeing America ugly, the ugly. And you can see that in the January 6th issue. Those white folk, for the first time, people who lived in the shadows with hate and everything else, they have now come forward and they've come out of the woodworks. And once they settle down and get their power, they're going to look around and find out what they can do. They're going to realize they're going to have a fight among themselves, because there's so many different groups that have something to hate about the United States of America, whether it's the racial issue, the immigration issue, the women's right issue, the law and order movement, support your police at all costs. I mean, moving towards a police state, you know, as you see more and more of these things, and then the economic issue, they when they get back in power in the White House, they want to try to renew that Keystone Pipeline. But, Earl, that's still foreign oil coming. It's coming out of Canada, but they got to run a pipeline all the way from the Dakotas all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, and they may have refineries on the way that can tap into those lines, but we're going to still be facing an oil shortage. But the Keystone Pipeline is running, a large part of it in the Dakotas, running through Native American territory. And that's one of the reasons why it was stopped. And not only that, but it's going to disrupt a lot of different other situations. So there's so many different things going on that this level of hatred you saw displayed on January 6th, it's astonishing. I was angry because there was no security to stop them. And yes, there were cases, because you can see it right there on the television, that some of those security people, many of your law enforcement people, are conservative by design anyway, just like they are in the military. They're designed, most of them are designed with conservative agendas. And so they was, in some cases, they were just letting them in. And some of them, those people who complained and said that, you know, from the protester side, they were correct. You would not have seen that if Black Lives Matter had marched in Washington. In fact, there was a threat that they would be marching on the Capitol. And what did Donald Trump do? He had troops lined up out there on the steps, you know, months before, you know, to put it down. He even closed down Lafayette Square so he could go out there and put on a demonstration where he was holding the Bible upside down. You know, I mean, all of that shows you that he could have done the same thing on January 6th. But he told them in the speech that day that he was going to march down there with him. As usual, he lied, because he didn't go. He went and went into the White House and sat back there in a room eating and laughing and watching the riots go on. Yeah. But he told them, I'm going to march down there with you. He lied to them, but they went down there because they were fired up to go down there and tear up the government, go after Pelosi, hang Mike Pence, go after Schumer, and you know, and just do a major coup. That's what they attempted to do.
Let's talk about the hang Mike Pence part of this, because if ever there was a person who was faithful to the presidency of the United States, it was Mike Pence.
Early doesn't matter, you know. And that's the thing. I mean, it's Donald Trump has shown you that. For a wannabe dictator, his loyalty only lies with him. He doesn't care. His thing was he would have removed Mike Pence if he had the opportunity, but he didn't, because he was on Mike Pence's on the ticket. So he couldn't do anything about it then, because he was in the middle of trying to overthrow vote election returns in those key states. And those battleground states. So, but he was going after Mike Pence. I mean, so you better believe that if when he runs in 2024, I know one person that won't be his vice president, and it'll be Pence. He doesn't care about that, about no lawyers. So look what he's done to Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell did one of the most blasphemous things in the history of the United States Senate when he, you know, his main claim to fame was putting all of those conservative and ultra-conservative justices
on the Supreme Court,
judges, on not only on the Supreme Court, but also in the appeal courts and other federal courts. He lined the conservative movement's pockets with those judges. So we're going to be seeing the effects from them years from now, because just like with the Supreme Court, those judges, many of them are elected for life. And so at least the federal judges are. And so the bad taste of January 6th is going to be with this country for a long time. Why? Because for the first time since 1814, somebody came in and attacked our nation's capital. In this case, the British came in 1814 in the War of 1812 and burned the White House. These dudes came in and destroyed the state capitol, where a lot of our major decisions from the Congress of the United States operates. And it shows to the world that the United States, despite all of its billions, its trillions of dollars it spends on the military, is weak, and it's getting worse.
So, Professor,
the world sees the United States.
Is this January 6th committee? Is it much ado about nothing? Is it a waste of time?
No, it's not a waste of time, Earl, because what it does do, it does expose the inner workings of what all of us saw, but they went more into detail. I wish they would be a little more aggressive with their subpoenas and other things and be a little more heavy-handed. And Garland has proved to be a disappointment because the Justice Department has not pursued things aggressively, because I can assure you that even though after they collect all the evidence from the House committee, January 6th committee, I guarantee you that when the Republicans take over, even one, if they were to take over one branch of the government, I guarantee you that those investigations will stop, especially if they gain control of the House.
You know, Professor Harvey, I've watched this intently. The world is watching. We know what kind of person Donald Trump is. He knew what he was before. But what frustrates me is that he's still, you know, in a position to do even more damage to this country. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Professor Bob Harvey's on the line. We'll be right back.